mustaches? Is that what you're referring to? Or are you just making sure yours was right because you have competition here?
Getting long?
And I don't like it this long. Like,
you were just checking mustaches. I'm surrounded by them right now.
Look. You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop! A place for people to hear about what's going on up and down the beach. So here they are, Autumn and Justin! Whoop, whoop!
But Autumn, hey, this is episode 26 of the Outer Banks This Week podcast with you and I, you being Autumn, me being Justin, all brought to
you
by...
the season.
Yes, like the season.
Mm-hmm. I had that asked. I had told to me three times this weekend. That's why I say it.
Spelled with an N. It's funny to watch people spell your name. It is.
People, they're like, oh yeah, I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. Well, then spell it.
Yeah, spell it.
Some people get it right. Some people don't.
That's true. It's all brought to you by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves, where, of course, we know Trip and the gang, they always have gnarly waves.
Yeah, they have gnarly sunglasses. I just picked up a pair there, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
A pair of Smiths. Yeah, they're mirrored, but they're like yellow mirrored. And I got so many compliments on them. So
I'm more of a Von Zipper kind of guy.
You are more of a Pit Viper type of guy.
That's right.
For
that's
sure.
Right.
Next time you're down south, let's stop. I'll hook you up with my friends and family discount.
Oh, okay. Would you do that for me, Autumn?
I will.
That is so sweet of you to do. Real Water Sports, you've got the store itself with all their surfboards and all their ladies and men's apparel.
Yeah, they have a little bit of everything there. I mean, seriously. And they have places for accommodations for you to stay. They have food at Waterman's Bar and Grill. They have drinks there. Great epic sunsets, mustaches. Is that what you're referring to? Or are you just making sure yours was right because you have competition here?
No, well, we're going to talk about that competition in just a few moments. No, my it's getting long, and I don't like it this long. Like,
you were just checking. Well, and Trip was.
I can feel it when I talk. That's
Trip grows his out every now and then, too. So I didn't know if you were referring to mustaches. I'm surrounded by him right now.
Look, Trip needs to work on them calf muscles because I'm catching up to him. You know what I'm saying? Irregardless.
Yes, whether you want a kiteboard.
I mean,
surf.
Yes.
Eat, shop, play.
Penthouse.
Penthouse.
That's where Autumn likes to go.
That's the only place to go.
She likes to walk outside naked on the porch at the penthouse. Hey, like, you said it.
I know, but it's embarrassing when you say it when people are
here. Okay, I retract that statement. Autumn does not like to walk out on the porch naked at the penthouse. Take that back.
Yeah.
It's back. I just rewound and it's gone. Okay. See? No, nobody will hear that.
Not gone.
All this can be found online at realwatersports.com. Oh, gosh. Last episode with commercial fishing that we did, talking with Vicky Bassknight and Micah, was a freaking... hoot.
I had so many people come up to me at the concert complimenting that episode and how good it was and how Vicky, they laughed so hard. Like Michael Bassknight was telling me, he was like, man, he listened to it at like 1:30 in the morning. And he said, I laughed the entire time just listening to it.
Well, it was funny. It was entertaining, but it was informative all at the same time.
So much. I learned so much. I'm still grinding my teeth and ticked off and don't know what to do and how to help. And all I can do is share what I see on like Fresh Catch and all those places of the meetings going on and
the
whatnot.
Cameras on the boats and whatnot, making sure you ain't catching the wrong sharks and stuff
gone
like that.
Wild. I mean, they really should charge a subscription if they're gonna do it.
It's kind of like what we talked about. Like it's like the maintaining. Like they're gonna have to maintain that equipment, that extra equipment with like the video and everything like that to prove that they're not being crazy out there on the water and whatnot and catching the wrong stuff. Like, and that's like I don't see why. I mean, I guess what it would come back to would be our tax dollars having to pay for it. But at the same time,
the boat pays for
it. They've got to pay for it. It's, I don't know. This might be something we got to throw at Lee because Lee, which is our guest today, he's going to talk to us about some beach fishing and drum fishing. He lives down in Hatteras Island. I'm sure he can shine some light on some of this stuff
for sure
as well, being an avid waterman. But we're going to talk to Lee in just a little bit. That Oliver Anthony guy's still blowing up, at least.
For sure.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I was at the beach on Saturday and Vicky was on her phone and she was like, my gosh, the amount of people at Currituck right now. And then all I could think of is Aaron because he had to go there for a golf tournament. And I am sure he was just thrilled.
Yeah.
Thrilled.
Aaron from Teaches Lair Marina.
Who hates leaving the island. So.
Except to play golf.
Exactly. And then his golf tournament is there where this guy that has blown up is going to be performing. So he actually kind of got lucky too, because he got to see him.
I read something earlier that Oliver Anthony turned down a $10 million deal from Bud Light.
Yeah, I mean, if you get on
his... I'm not going woke or something like that. Not to get political or...
He got on his social media in general, and I never known his story. He's like 30 years old. He dropped out of high school in 2010 or something like that. He lives in a camper that he spent $750 on. He has a tarp covering the roof of it because there's a hole in it. He bought so many acres of land for $90,000. He's just your average guy.
Right.
And he doesn't want to be in a stadium. He doesn't want to be at a venue. He doesn't want any of that. So he's going to turn it down all the time and still play free shows like this, just wherever he can go.
That's awesome. That's super cool.
We'll see if he sticks with it. I mean, I
hope he does.
I think he will.
I saw somebody make a post. It was like a bogus like Facebook page that's out there. It was like Jason Aldean and Oliver Anthony to headline the Super Bowl of next year. And I was like, get real. But so that's something that's still kind of blowing up.
Yeah,
we talked
about
that a little bit last week. But we do have Mr. Lee Scarborough in here to talk to us about some drum fishing. And we're going to jump into him in just a few moments and talk about some beach fishing. But a couple shout outs, Autumn. Let's jump into that. Lee, I asked you to think of some shout outs. Have you gotten any yet?
I haven't come up with any.
Okay, well, think about it. I mean, if you don't, that's okay. But
it's okay. I never think of any either, and I'll just be like, at the last minute.
Well, Autumn, you and I have one that's kind of similar. That's actually very similar. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, we had a friend of ours pass away at the end of last week. Mm-hmm. And his name was Ace.
Right.
Mr. Albert Carter Ellington I.
Yeah.
Ace, a lot of you would know him from some of the local watering holes, namely Fish Heads, Salmon Omies. I believe he would hang out at Outback in the wintertime when he was living on the beach.
Lost Colony.
The tavern in downtown Manio when he was staying with his daughter for a little while. 81 years old, had a stroke in recent months.
He's been dealing with a lot. He had leukemia.
Right.
He had a lot going on. But yeah,
it kind of compounded. And anyway, just Ace was a local legend, we could
for
say.
For sure.
You knew Ace. If you went into Fish Heads, you knew Ace.
And it was crazy because, you know, all the years in radio, I would be at Fish Heads every Tuesday or every Thursday, every day, every week.
That's
Ace
right.
Ace would be there. So, and I even told you, because I remember all the videos I took of him and like pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And I even told you, I was like, one day I'm going to miss freaking hearing these daggum stupid stories that I've heard like 90 million times over and over and over again. And it was funny because I was showing pictures to Nolan. He was like, wait, that guy? And we have it framed up.
Right.
He's made the frame in our house.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, love me some Ace.
Well, you were one of the first people I thought of when I saw that.
Yeah,
when
you
I woke
messaged
up in the morning.
Me and I was like, oh no.
I texted Autumn at like 4:15 in the morning.
It was a hard morning.
Yeah.
It sucked.
But I used to mess with Ace a lot, and I would tell him because he never, when he'd come to Fish Heads, he drank Budweiser. He wouldn't drink anything else.
Nope.
Don't try to give him anything
nope.
else. I used to mess with him. He would stand there. He would have his little spot, and he would just stand there with his koozie in his hand
that
when
red,
he needed
white, and blue
another
koozie.
Beer. Yes. And everybody knew, like, Ace needs a beer. And somebody would get him a beer within, like, 2 minutes of him standing there. Maybe not even that long.
He's painted on Fish Heads.
Yeah. And I would mess with him. If I saw him, I'd be like, Ace, another Bud Light. And he'd be like, if you want me to leave. You know? And then he's like, and I'll never come back or something like that. And then I would bring him his beer. And he never paid for beer. They would never charge him. Ryan would never charge him for a beer. He would give like a $20 bill to put in. He's like, put this in the tip jar. I'd be like, put it in my pocket, Ace. And he would be like, let your conscience be your guide. That's what he would say to me. Let your conscience be your guide. And then when he would be leaving, he'd be like, all right, I'm on. He would call his cab. And he was the one that kind of gave me the, I know it's a phrase that's used commonly. You know, people say it a lot of times, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
I started saying that, and I was like, Ace, I'm going to steal your tagline there at the end, you know, when you're leaving. Because I would say, all right, Ace, we'll see you tomorrow. And he'd be like, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And
I feel like if we're ever at the pier one night just hanging out, I'm going to forever miss the tap of his. When he's telling a story or anything like that, how you could always hear the tap of his cane. Because he would get, like, excited telling the story. And that tap of the daggum cane.
I just hit the table here.
Yeah, if I hear that, like... in my house, I know it's Ace, like, coming back, being like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's definitely somebody, and I always used to say, like, Ace, when it's time for the good Lord to come get you, you're not going to be buried or cremated. We're going to call a taxidermy and get you mounted and stuffed and put you by the front, put you by the door here with your cane, all dressed in, because we would be like, Johnny Cash is here, and he'd be like, no, I'm Johnny No Cash.
Yeah, Johnny No Cash.
So.
Yeah, love Ace.
Anyway. That was a tough pill to swallow, but I'm sure that there will be some arrangements for a little memorial thing for him in the near future. And, of course, we'll talk about that, because anybody that knew Ace, whether you live here or you don't live here, you didn't forget Ace.
No.
Anyway, good old Marine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got two more. One of them, I've just been thinking about him a lot lately, and I saw him post something earlier, and that was our old boss man, Moose.
Oh, Mike
Smith.
My work dad?
Yeah, I've been thinking about him a lot lately, and it's just like, I mean, ultimately, I got to give the credit to Autumn and her mother for allowing me to come into the radio station, but Moose, like, they let me come in, but Moose let me stay, if that makes any sense. There were times where Autumn was like, and you remember, Autumn be like, God, if I could fire you right now, God, I need you to get out of here. Like, we would get into it.
Don't
bad.
Let him forget, though. There's been a lot of times I've covered his ass.
No, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm getting to that. Like, and Autumn, but yeah, Autumn did. But, like, there were times it's like, I think about, like, how I acted and the stuff I said and just the way I was at that point in time in some of those situations. And if I were Moose, I would have fired me.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? But Moose, like, kind of let me stick around.
Or hit you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I really thought there was going to be a fist fight at some point day.
Because I remember one time, like, I think Moose and I kind of had words because I felt like there was a double, like, I had said one thing and he got mad at me, but somebody else that worked with us
stupid
said the same thing
drama.
And nothing got done. And I was like, well, why can he say it? And I can't. Then I remember one time I screwed up and I deliberately mispronounced.
He's a child sometimes.
Well, I deliberately mispronounced the radio station that he was on.
Mm-hmm.
I did it on purpose. And he came next door because one of the listeners heard it. And he's like, Justin. Did you just say Screech 104 on the radio? Did you say that? I'm like, yeah. Okay. He's like, listen, now look, we got sponsors, we got people that buy. You can't do that, all right? And I was like, all right. But again,
you're so stupid the way you talk like him.
when I was sent away from that media group, like, I called Moose and I was like, listen. You don't have to say it back, but I love you and I thank you, because there were times when you should have fired me and you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And because it was not his doing, me leaving that media group, it was not his doing. And I don't know, I've just been thinking about him a lot lately, so I wanted to say.
He was a good boss.
He was.
Yeah, for sure.
And now he's at 97.3 Max Radio,
Max
Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and 97.3 The Eagle. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's doing really good, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Real estate, too, I think. Still. Yeah,
I don't think he's doing that, honestly. I think he left that behind when he got that job as GM at the Eagle.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
My last one is our boy Matty P. Today is his birthday.
I'll shove those air quotes right out that window.
Are you going to shove him out the window on him? Is that what you really want to do?
No.
But I
know. My mouth stopped me.
There, look at you. Matty P., today is his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
27, I believe, 28.
Dang, I'm young.
Young Thundercat. Yeah. And,
it's like my brother.
We'll talk to him after dark in just a little bit, because I believe he's going out tonight.
Oh.
And he's having himself a good old time.
I got you. So, drink responsibly. Drive safe.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to make sure that is said, because we cannot be blamed for anybody's.
There's too many options to get home now. It's 2023.
True.
Seriously. Yep.
Absolutely. I just walk a lot of times.
I'll steal someone's bike and return it the next day, but I'll find a way home.
Yes, yeah.
Riding lawnmowers don't count.
Riding lawnmowers don't count.
They do, actually.
Oh. Still get a DUI.
Yeah.
I know a guy that got a DUI on a bicycle.
Yes, yeah. Yep. You can get one.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's no longer with us. Old Freestyle Bob.
Oh, man. Freestyle Bob and Ace up there cracking cold ones.
Oh, man. Good old Bob. Anyway, Autumn, did you have anybody else?
No. Ace was basically my shout out. Yeah, for sure.
Lee?
What about Spurgeon?
Spurgeon.
Your namesake. Your namesake.
Of all people for you to shout out to, you want to shout out to Spurgeon
Stowe? I love Spurgeon. People might not like that. I love Spurgeon.
I do too.
I see him every morning.
See?
We give each other hell.
You are blessed to be able to see Spurgeon every day. Now that
I saw him this morning. We were talking about you.
Oh gosh. Lord, let's
He's like, what's his middle name? You know his middle name? I was like, Spurgeon.
Yeah.
See, I know.
See, yeah, that is yeah.
Evans.
Yes. He and I share the same middle name.
Yep.
True story. Spurgeon is he's a piece of work. He's like the unofficial official governor of Hatteras Island, I would say.
Oh yeah.
I've never met him. You've never met Spurgeon.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, we need to arrange that union. Or I don't know if that union is the right word. We need to arrange that meeting at least.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met him.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. He and my daddy were good cronies years ago, fished together, everything. And I believe he was present at my birth.
Right.
That's where, and my mom was like, you are not naming him Justin Spurgeon. His mama.
That's a cool name, actually.
That's what I mean. I wish I was Justin Spurgeon. Mom, let's go back and let's go back to the birth certificate, people, and let's change this.
Call him Spurgeon. Legally.
Can I really?
Yeah.
Dude, I might do that. I don't know.
You don't
want to
do that,
no,
dude.
I know. My Gosh. Mom and dad, like.
Have another baby and name it Spurgeon.
Oh, man.
If it's a girl, too.
No, I don't know about that.
She's straight from Wanchese. My name's Spurgeon. People are going to be like, what? She's going to be like Teeter from Yellowstone. Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. Do it. Please have another child.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll have another one the minute you do.
No, that's not happening.
I guess I'm not having another one. Anyway.
I was like, wait, me?
We're going to.
No.
Let us move on.
Let us
from,
pray.
Yeah. Hello, Spurgeon. I haven't seen him in a while either, so he's always gone before I get to teaches in the morning.
Oh, yeah. He's in and out first thing in the dark.
Yeah, so.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, he has to go work out. So he's on,
oh, he does.
He's on a strict schedule.
Oh, I gotcha.
Well, impact.
We're going to talk to Mr. Lee here about some beach fishing and surf fishing and drum fishing. And I'll talk a little bit more about how I know Lee and just the past that we've had together and Autumn, too. But before we do that, Autumn, we got us a new sponsor for the podcast. Really excited to talk about Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. They were founded in 1952 by Roscoe and Gilda Gallup, but now they're owned and operated by Rex Simpson and his family.
Yeah. I just saw them at Wanchese Tiki Hut.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Rex? Zeke.
Zeke. Sorry.
Zeke. Yeah, his son Zeke, and he was probably down there.
It's like not Rex.
Yeah,
Zeke.
No. But Rex, Zeke, Tucker, that whole family, they are what make up Gallup Roofing these days. Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. So over 70 years of experience here in Northeast North Carolina, they specialize in roof and leak repair, fortified roofing systems, shingle and shake roofs, metal roofing, exterior home repair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do waterproof decking, gutters, insurance restoration, let's see, commercial roofing services, exterior building and repair and maintenance, sheet metal fabrication. All this stuff can be found on their website, galluproofing.com. Can't say enough nice things about them, honestly. Like, that is one family that has always been.
Yeah, I love Zeke and Tiff. I can't talk enough good things about them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, highly respected, highly revered individuals, and they do great work.
Right.
They do fantastic work.
Well, that's
work.
Like, is there even other options out here? That's I just see Gallup Roofing vehicles everywhere. That's who you call.
There's a lot of pretenders out there, but there's only one original.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, that's Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. And with it being like hurricane season,
for sure.
And people are like, even if you're not living here, you own a home here on the Outer Banks, you can give Gallup Roofing a call to come over and look at anything that you have going on at your house. They would love to come and take a look at it. You can call them 252-473-2888 or go online, GallupRoofing.com, and tell them that you heard it from us right here at Outer Banks this week with Autumn and Justin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tell them you heard it from us. Yeah. We said to go because they're the best, Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. I feel like I'm doing a radio commercial.
Again.
You
so are.
I do it
so
all the time.
Are.
I still do that. We're 26 episodes deep, and I still do that. All right. Shifting gears. In here with us today, and I've said his name a couple of times, Mr. Lee Scarborough of Hatteras Island, Hatteras Village, to be a little more specific. Lee, we go back with Lee, what, about 10 years or so?
Yeah.
Give or take a few?
Yeah, I feel like.
He has been working down at Teach's Lair in the tackle shop for a little while. He also works as a mate on a charter boat, not a charter boat, a mate on a private boat, the Outlaw.
Yep.
Shout out to Ken Miller.
Ken Miller.
Ken
Miller's the whole family.
Fantastic folks out there in Rocky Mount.
There's a new beer called Outlaw Beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But Lee,
I'll bring you some down.
I'll try.
Lee has been a lot of fun because we used to do fishing reports with him on the radio. And I've been going down, maintaining that relationship, just hanging out with him. Because you can ask, I'll go and I'll take my computer and I'll set up right there in the back of the tackle shop. And I'll just sit there. I'm like, what have you been up to, Lee? And we just sit there and shoot the breeze. I will sometimes buy breakfast. I haven't done that in a while. I need to do that.
You haven't bought food for us in a long time. What are you talking about?
I guess I'm due. We'll have to go to the snack shack soon.
You used to come down for lunch.
That's
true. And buy us lunch. Then you started coming at like, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That way it was in that in between time.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
like
then you would leave before lunch.
I would kind of do that on purpose.
No, you don't say.
But Lee, one thing about Lee, I like to refer to him as the Red Drum Jedi. Yeah. I've often told people, and I told somebody this, I don't know, probably a month ago or so, there was a friend of mine who was staying here. He lives up in Virginia, and he was staying in Kill Devil Hills, and he was talking about going down to Hatteras to go fishing. I said, if you go down there, you go to Teach's Lair. I don't know if he ever did, but like I said, you go find a gentleman named Lee Scarborough. He is the Red Drum Jedi. He can smell the fish. He can basically close his eyes, be standing on the beach, and be like, they're over there. And he'll go 100
That's
yards
me pointing
north,
in a circle, right?
Something like that. But again, like Lee has a knack for catching drum. And of course, the drum, a.k.a. the channel bass, being our state fish.
Not a bull.
I love a bull drum, though.
They're not bulls.
They're not bulls?
They don't have horns.
Okay. Oh. That's one of his pet peeves, if you call it a bull red.
Oh, really? Why? I don't think I've ever heard it.
Like, well, they call the big ones bulls sometimes.
Oh, like the bull.
A big drum's a drum to me, and then puppy drum and yearlings, all that.
I gotcha.
Yeah, we're weird.
So, Lee, now you're not originally from Hatteras Island, but you've lived here for quite some time. You come from out west, didn't you?
Gastonia.
Gastonia.
North Carolina.
All right. Now, is that close to like Charlotte, right?
15 minutes west of Charlotte.
Like Mecklenburg County kind of thing?
Isn't it's there a big Gaston lake out there?
County. Gaston County.
Is there a big lake out there?
Lake
Well,
Gaston?
There's... No, we got Lake Wiley and then Lake Norman's out there near... Yeah. A little further east, I guess.
Yeah, I'm lost.
But you came out here on a regular basis as a youngin' growing up.
Starting at 11 months old.
11 months old?
That's what they say. I don't remember.
You don't remember that? I figured you might remember that. But you've been coming out here forever.
Yep.
You know, your whole life. And then you decided to relocate out here. And now, have you always loved to, like, surf fish, drum fish, that kind of thing?
That's my roots. I just remember coming down here as a kid and... You know, going out to Cape Point and spending a lot of time out there and seeing some of the great fishing. I missed a lot of the drum fishing through elementary school and everything because of the time of the year, spring and fall.
Right.
But when I would get to see it and everything, I was like, that's what I want to do. And then when I was 12 years old, my dad bought me my first 12-foot conventional rod and kind of turned me loose out there. And
the rest is history, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
The love grew and grew.
I was hooked before I ever caught one.
Oh, Lord. You hear that? He was hooked before he ever caught one.
So did you just, like, pack up your stuff and was like, I'm moving to the beach?
So when I turned, it was 20 years ago. I was down here for my 21st birthday. And I spent, I don't know, 10 days or something. I was working at Bass Pro Shop in Charlotte. I got a job offer at a tackle shop. I really wasn't when I was down. I was like, I wasn't thinking about moving at that point or anything. But I went home for like a week and I said, I'm moving.
Yeah.
And I moved down here. I was 21, clueless. I just had a job. That was it. I was like, I'll figure it all out and everything. And I've been here ever since.
And you have, yeah.
To this point.
Well, you've been very successful in being able to, you know, maintain a wonderful lifestyle down in Hatteras Village.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I've been very, very lucky in many, many ways.
Very blessed. Very good individual here. Back to like some of the beach fishing and the drum fishing. Now, you again. I've always called you that Red Drum Jedi because you go and find them. Like you have an idea of where to go and how to get them and whatnot. Now, I'm not going to ask you to disclose some of your favorite spots.
No, negative.
No. But and he wouldn't tell me even if I did. But is there, like, when it comes to beach fishing and things like that, now, I've tried to beach fish before, and I take the lure. What are y'all laughing at? Is there something funny?
Like
something?
Your air quotes.
I didn't air quote anything. Uh-huh. No, I didn't. Irregardless. Like,
is that even a word?
No.
Okay. I thought it was just regardless.
Irregardlessly. I've oftentimes put a lure on a rod on the beach and I've casted it out into the breakers and it just washes back to me. Why does that happen?
Because you're a fool. No.
You need more weight.
I need more weight. Okay, so should I tie a sinker onto it and throw it out there like that? Now, talk to me a little bit about beach fishing and how to properly, like, beach fishing etiquette and stuff like that.
Well, most of the fishing on the surf is bait fishing. Okay. You have your times of year where you can throw lures. Summertime, you have Spanish bluefish, and that's a lure thing and all. And then in the winter, late fall, winter, with the trout, puppy drum, and soft plastics. But everything in between those time frames is pretty much bait fishing.
Okay.
So it's kind of throw it out there, sit and wait, make sure you have bait on the hook. That's where a lot of people fail, is they're not checking their bait often enough. Of course, you could check it too often. Not give a chance for a fish to swim around, swim by. But, you know, it's a lot of times in surf fishing, you're in that 2 to 8 ounce range. It depends on what you're fishing for. Drum fishing, you're typically 8 ounces or more, 7, 8, sometimes 10 ounces.
Now, drum fishing, for example, now the best times of the year to go, right in the middle of the summer, right there in the dead of winter. When are the best times to go drum fishing here on the Outer Banks?
Well, as far as the big cetacean drum, that's spring and fall, April, May. Sometimes you can have it on either side, you know, sometimes in March, depending on the weather, sometimes into June. And then yet again, September, October, November.
What about like water temperature?
Ideal, the 60s. In the spring, we start looking for that at the beginning of the year as far as the drum season goes. He liked that, didn't he? Air quotes. He's rubbing off.
Why you got to pick on my air quotes?
I do it sometimes. I'm guilty.
I do too. He just does it a lot.
We're looking for that 60 degree water.
Okay.
And then, of course, September, when we start seeing them again, well, the water's not 60. I mean, we catch a lot in that 70 plus degree water. But as you get later into the fall's so funky. We're waiting on menhaden to show up and everything. It doesn't seem to show up until that water temperature starts getting into that low 60s again and everything. Where in the spring, the menhaden's already here because it's been here, if there's any here anyway, it's been here all winter.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Right, a little bit, yeah.
We're just waiting on that migration in the fall, which last year was not very good.
No?
Seems like the last number of years when that bait's shown up, it's been like December.
Oh, okay.
And that's a little late.
Now, if I wanted to, for example, I catch one of those big bull drum.
Have you ever caught one, Justin?
No, I haven't. I want to.
Yeah, I've never caught a bull drum either.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh, with horns?
Yeah. They don't call a female. They call them all bulls. And, I mean, there's no female bulls, right?
Yeah.
There's no female bulls.
Well. So there's big red drum that they can catch that you see a lot down on Hatteras Island, down around the point or whatnot, down in that area. I've never caught one.
I want to so bad.
If I caught one and I wanted to eat it, man, what would you suggest I do?
You gotta throw it back.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
That's for fun.
That's a lot of meat.
You mean to tell me
sport fishing,
Lee Scarborough of Hatteras, that I catch one of those big 50-inch drums?
I mean, you can kill it if you want.
And I can, but
don't tell anybody.
I can't eat it. Well, that's a lot of meat.
So the old timers loved them. They made drum stew with them and everything when they could keep them. That was a very rich tradition in this area and everything. But it was early 90s whenever they put an end to that, this marine fisheries.
So I'm confused. What size can the drum do they have to be in order for me to?
18 to 27 inches.
18 to 27 inches.
Yep.
So I got.
And they're delicious.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No denying that.
Oh, it is so good.
But throw it on the grill with the skin still on it, and the meat comes right off.
Look at that, Lee and his grilling tips.
Yeah.
Get that.
Put some blackening season on it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I reckon. But all I so you can't. So that's just. But that's a good piece of information that some people may not know is that you cannot, if they are over that 27 inch mark.
Right.
You have to throw them back.
Yes.
If they're under that 18 inch mark, you got to throw them back.
And that size fish really is kind of a where the big drum are more of a spring fall thing. The pups are what we call puppy drum anyway are available most year round, and the surf. Spring, sometimes some winters the fishing's really good, and the fall, summertime it's more of a sound side thing in the boat and everything, and you can catch some in the evenings or in the dark off the some of the sound side accesses if the conditions are right. But that is a fishery that is available year round, really.
So
those fish.
When they say 18 to 27, is that considered slot size?
When
you hear people say slot size drum,
that's right.
That's in the slot.
In the slot.
Air quoted on him. In the slot. Okay.
How many air quotes was that? Like 5, 6?
Way too many.
Way too many. Irregardless. That's a slot. So a slot size. A slot
Where's
size.
Where's the Webster's Dictionary?
A slot size drum, 18 to 27 inches.
That's correct.
Okay. So when you're out there fishing, you're like, gosh, you know what? I want to catch one of these big drum. When Lee throws his line out into the water, what is on the other end of the line? Not the pole end. We know that the pole's on that end and the spool and all that kind of stuff. What's on the end where the hooks are? What is Lee using to catch these drum?
A big chunk of bait. Typically, I use circle hooks. That is, you see a lot of people using them nowadays. There's still people that use the J hooks, but I like a big enough hook that if I put a cob-sized mullet head on it, the hook's not buried in the bait where I can get a hook up on it.
Yeah,
kind of match the hook to the size of the bait more so than the size of the fish.
Right. Okay. So that's good.
And then 8 ounces. The rods I use, 8 ounce weight. I've got one or two I could throw 7 in bait with, but most of the time in a lot of my fishing, I got to throw 8, and then in the fall, there's a lot of times I got to throw 10 ounces, yeah. Whether it's on the pier or on the north, what I call the North Beach, where you get, if you don't want it to move. Cape Point, typically 8 ounces, and you want it to move. The better fishing's whenever you have current.
Good current running. So get it out past the breakers, in the break.
As far as I can throw
far
every
as
time.
You can launch that bad boy.
I can always reel it in closer if they're in closer, but
yeah. True that,
can't
true
make it go further out.
Yeah.
True that. So that's what you would use out in the ocean. But like, let's say you are back in the sound and you're trying
still
to
still bait.
Still
same type of rig and everything.
Gotcha.
Yep. No different, really.
Nothing to change.
Maybe not using that much weight because you don't have that kind of current unless you're around an inlet or something like that where you have current running. But in the places you might catch them in the sound, most people, you could probably get by with 4 ounces or something. You don't have to use quite a heavy equipment.
I got you. So as far as like any sort of like lures or spoons or anything like that, you wouldn't...
Well, whenever we, I know they catch them, they're catching them up here out of Oregon Inlet right now. There's been some around and sight casting them. And that's for us down in Hatteras, that seems to be more of a springtime thing.
Gotcha.
Where they're coming to the beach from being offshore all winter long and everything, and they're all grouped up. And you can, when they're like that, you can almost throw anything in them and get a bite. And that's typically just throwing a bucktail in the middle of school and your first jig, you're setting the hook.
Nice. Nice.
And I get like a machine and Captain Ken Miller has to tell me to stop. He's like, all right, boys, y'all caught enough. It's time to go. Like, he's like, you'll stay here until the sun goes down, which is right. I'm very greedy. I want them all.
So, okay. All right. So, ultimately, but Hatteras seems to be the mecca for
I agree with
drum
that.
Fishing.
You always hear about it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the last two world records have been caught on that island.
Really? The last two world records for drum.
I think the one before that was Cape Charles, and then I'm not sure going back before that. But Elvin Hooper caught one on, it was November 7th, 1973. I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. It caught on Rodanthe Pier. It was 90 pounds.
Okay.
They didn't get to weigh it till the next morning because it was in the middle of the night. And then this David Duell, November 7th, 1984. They're 11 years apart to the day he caught the 94-pounder from the surf in Avon.
My birthday.
That is the current world record.
It was a month after I was born.
That's Drum Day. That's National Drum Day is what I call it.
National Drum Day.
A lot of us call it, but I've been calling it that for a number of years. It's good to catch a drum on November 7th.
That's pretty rad. It sounds like we need to go on like my birthday then, says it's the 4th, and try and change this date up a little bit.
I mean, I'm totally comfortable with that, Autumn.
I think
totally
we should.
Totally comfortable with that. Okay, so we talked about how, you know, the channel bass is the drum. You catch, you know, quite a bit of those. What about any redfish? Do you catch any redfish down that way?
What's that? I heard about those in Florida and Louisiana.
Yeah, that's where I've heard of them, in Florida and Louisiana.
South
they look
Carolina.
Very
you guys
similar.
Aren't even air quoting right now.
Very similar to the drum. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I guess they're just smaller.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they do call them bulls down there.
I'm telling you right now, if you come down to Hatteras, and you correct me if I'm wrong right now, Lee. You come down to Hatteras and you say, I'm looking for redfish. Lee's probably going to laugh at you. Maybe not laugh at you, but might be like. Yeah.
I'll just be like, drum?
It's not exactly what we call them down here, but you know, I know what you're talking about. I might laugh, though. I'll be like, redfish, come on. Where are you at? Florida. Anyway.
Lee has more manners than you. He has to deal with people all the time asking a lot of silly questions,
shrimp,
I'm sure of it.
And sand fleas.
Well, again, Lee, how often do you think that you, or if you had to put a number, if you had to try to guess how many drum you've caught in your entire life?
Well, I used to keep count. The last few years, I have not. I know that I broke over 1,000 citations from land last year.
Oh, hey.
Good Lord.
I've never kept track of my boat fish.
Yeah,
which I kind of wish I would have. A few years ago, I had the best year I've ever had, and I guess that was 2020. And we stomped them out in the boat a few times, and so I'd have been curious of what I would have caught total. But I caught 150 that year, which that's by far my best year. Didn't seem like I could do wrong.
Probably caught that most because the marine fisheries weren't out patrolling.
No.
Because it was COVID year, so no one was
doing
nothing.
I was going to say, COVID year, maybe the
maybe the fish were
up.
Like, you know.
They didn't care about COVID.
Mm-mm. There was just a lot of, I had a lot of days of catching double-digit fish, and all the next thing you know, they start adding up real, real fast. Mm-hmm. And even when you're going out there, and you know, I've had a lot of times where I catch 3 or 4 or 5 in a night, and that adds up real fast. And I've been very lucky.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So all this expertise, we brought Lee in here to talk about some of this beach fishing and the drum fishing. All of this expertise can be found if you go in the morning time to Teach's Lair Marina down in Hatteras Village right there next to the ferry dock. Okay, and Lee is...
Kind of sort of by the ferry dock.
I mean, it's the last stop before the
ferry. It's only a gas station in Hatteras.
That's what
there
I mean.
There you go.
That's more...
It's not what you meant.
More obvious.
What?
The last gas station in Hatteras.
The only one.
Isn't that what I said? No?
No.
You said right next to the ferry dock.
Well, pretty
that's
much
Hatteras
is.
Landing, though.
That's Hatteras
it's
Landing. Yes, it is confusing. Come on.
Okay.
The lay of the land.
All right.
You'll see the sign. It's literally the gas station in Hatteras.
That's true. But if you go to the tackle shop in Teach's Lair Marina, and you can visit Lee in the mornings. Now, your normal schedule in the summer, for example, you're off on what, Fridays and Saturdays?
Yes, so that way I can fish offshore.
That way fish offshore
get
when the Millers come into town from Rocky Mount.
And Tarboro.
And Tarboro.
Tarboro.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they talk. Yeah, you're right.
So, again, if you want to talk to Lee more and get some more information from Lee about the drum fishing, beach fishing in general, that type of stuff. And Lee, he doesn't just know that type of fishing. He knows all types. Okay, I just know Lee. I just remember in the past talking to Lee on the radio and just going down and hanging out with Lee.
Doing our fishing report.
Doing our reports and stuff like that. He loves... That's why I started calling him the Red Drum at Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
Simply because that's what he does. It's what he loves. And again, it being our state fish, it only makes sense to make it part of our fishing month here on the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Lee, we thank you.
Thank you.
You are the man.
Oh, my.
Oh, Autumn, we got to check in with Maddie P here in just a few moments' time. But we got to talk about H2OBX. H2OBX, they are wrapping up here in a little less than a month for the season. But if you right now go online, h2obxwaterpark.com, you can cash in on that package that includes all of next year. $110 will get you all of next year and the rest of this year for their season pass. Because, again, it's the best deal that they're going to offer all summer long. And, again, it expires when the park closes on September 11th.
Yeah, and your season pass also gets you discounts on food and the souvenir stores and stuff like that, too. So it's worth it in the long run, especially if you go all the time. Because you got kids.
Yeah, it's the number one attraction. Yeah, well, again, there's so many fun elements to the water park. Even if you just want to go sit and float around in the lazy river, if you want to go grab something to eat, sit there. Mm-hmm. I'm bougie about the cabanas now. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place to go.
There's adults, Americ-quotes.
Kids are like, do what?
There's Americ-quotes.
There's what?
The Americ-quotes.
Did I do air quotes again?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't mean to do them. Lord, I do
I
it.
Might
I
keep
it
check.
Do it a lot.
He does.
I gotta blame. I kind of blame Austin for that, but that's neither here nor there. Austin, Austin does it a lot too. Austin,
where does he get that from?
Yeah, no doubt.
He just started doing it one day. Anyway, regardless of all that, h2obxwaterpark.com to get all the details and go ahead and cash in on that $110 pack for the rest of this year. And your season pass for 2024.
And check your emails because they are doing that survey thing, and you can win season passes in a cabana.
True that. True that. All right, it's time to check in with our boy OBX After Dark with Matty P. Today being his birthday. I wonder where he was out and about this past weekend, though. Let's find out.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Matty P. back with another episode of OBX After Dark. Let me tell you guys about where I went this week. I went on down to downtown Manio. I went on down to a little place called Poor Richards. Now, Poor Richards had this guy playing a little acoustic guitar. Said his name was Shane. Did a great job. And Poor Richards is a classic little spot down there in downtown Manio. Great food, great atmosphere. It's a little tight. Look, it was a good time. You know, had a few drinks, had some food, and the atmosphere was awesome. The guy playing guitar did a really good job. You know, it was a fun little time. Got to hang out with some local people. You know, shoot the breeze with a few people and, you know, get to know some other people down there. I don't get to go down to Manio very often, but yeah, it was a good time. Not really a BPL kind of spot, but if you're looking for something to do in downtown Manio, Poor Richards is a cool place to go, and definitely would recommend it. However, next week, we got a special edition of OBX After Dark coming to you. Matty P's birthday extravaganza coming out. I'm going to a few places. You're all going to have to stay tuned, see what I go to and see what I do. It's going to be a good time, and hopefully get a good BPL for you guys next week. You know, if you find me out there, come on and say hey, have a birthday shot with me, do whatever you want to do. But yeah, try to find me out there. I'm going to be going to a few different spots up and down the beach, so stay tuned for next week. That's been another edition of OBX After Dark with your boy, Matty P.
Right, he was at Poor Richards, Autumn.
Poor Richards. Love me some Poor Richards.
Not much of a BPL, he said. It's not like a BPL type place.
Not really, but it can get rowdy in there. Ty Fleming has been in there, and yes. I've seen that place. And he is right. I mean, it is kind of small. So is the brewing station, though. I mean, have you ever been down that alley or
that
hallway or
yeah,
whatever?
That,
my gosh.
That's going to be tight.
Yeah, it's just the atmosphere of both places. And Poor Richards has the back area, too, which they have open up every now and then. Like Modest Yahoo and Matty P was probably there after the concert. They were busy then. Poor Richard's just a great little spot. Sandwich spot is for sure. They have a mac and cheese.
Haven't had this.
It's like a mac and cheese daggum burger or something.
Really?
I forget what they have every now and then. It's really good. Yeah. They sell out of it every time they have it. So
that does sound good.
Yeah. Check out Poor Richards. And their nightlife is, you know, okay.
Well, again, he was talking about how he's out and about tonight for his birthday.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to be hitting up. I asked him, I said, well, where are you going to go for sure? Where's a for sure spot you can find Matty P on your birthday? He said Longboards, Jolly Rogers, and Brewing Station. For sure.
He loves those places.
Those are some of his favorites. Those are like the Matty P hotspots.
They'll probably end at the brewing station.
Talking about buying them. So if he's talking about birthday, come see me, say, you know, say happy birthday, and let's do a birthday shot kind of thing. If you were to buy him a birthday shot on him, what would you get him? What birthday shot? You're like, Matty P, happy birthday. Let's do a birthday shot. Give us what?
I mean, us wouldn't be in that equation of what I would be sending him for his birthday because I wouldn't do this shot. So well, if I was.
It's a shot you do together. together, Autumn.
Oh, well, then it'll just be tequila then. Sorry, Matty P. I was going to send you a pineapple upside down cake because that's the type of person you seem like you are because you sing Nickelback rock star in karaoke.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I didn't think you could handle tequila or, some Jameson. So I figured I'd send you a pineapple upside down shot, and I'll do the Jameson or tequila. Large whiskey.
Shot of tequila sounds
so good. Clear tequila is so good. Good tequila is good.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had good tequila then. I remember being in the Army and the tequila. If you went to one of our platoon parties and you didn't show up with a bottle of tequila, you weren't allowed
in.
Was
it gold, though?
I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of crappy gold tequila. Yeah. So
I see. We're talking 20 years ago. I don't remember.
Yeah. Gets you some good tequila.
A hot minute. But yes, Matty P.
And pineapple upside down.
Special podcast or special edition coming up on the next episode
Where's
of the podcast.
Ants coming from?
Dude, they're all over the place. Everywhere. They're still. I thought I had eradicated them a week ago, but I guess I
didn't. They're probably do a in good the
walls. Autumn. But we're gonna jump into some events here. I only got a few that we're gonna mention, but Wanchese Marina still doing those dolphin tours with Griff.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
taking
you.
I saw Kelly and Amanda went out the other day.
That's right. Uh-huh. They did. Mm-hmm. Wanchese Marina and Landing Grill, fantastic place to go get on a boat, go fishing. Also to go on the dolphin tours, the Harbor Star with Griff, or to grab something to eat. And it's been a minute since I've been down there and gotten anything to eat. I need to get down there.
Yeah.
I was thinking about them earlier today, thinking about how they got a pretty good cheesesteak down there, Lee. At Wanchese Marina, it's actually pretty good. They've got...
Their pizza's dope. I love their
pizzas
pizza.
Are dope. You hear
it's
that?
It's been a while since I've been in Wanchese.
Haven't been that long.
No,
has
I guess we were up there when the Outlaw was up there. When I met your daddy.
I was about to say, yeah, you and my old
I
man
forgot
hung
about
out.
It. It was, you know, I remember meeting him, but being in Wanchese, I forgot.
He's so much cooler than Justin.
Just kidding. Normally when I'm in Wanchese, it has something to do with boatyards. So.
Yeah.
I guess he's cooler than you.
I mean, I taught him how to be cool, so that's what it
that's
is.
That's impossible.
Anyway, Wanchese Marina, good place to grab a bite to eat and also go fishing. Online at WancheseMarina.com. Autumn, we got a few events I'm just going to roll through. First of all, I want to say local high school athletics, whether it be Manio, First Flight, Hatteras, Currituck, any of the surrounding areas, always support your local athletics. Go out there and see the games. Pay into the Boosters Club, go to the concession stand, grab a bite to eat. And they're a lot of fun, especially in the fall time. It seems like it's a good time to go. Things are starting to cool down a little bit in the evenings. They're nice and crisp. And
autumn. It's very autumn-like.
The fall
outside.
Time. In the fall. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it the Boys of Fall, not the Boys of Autumn, because, well, anyway.
It's about football. That's why. You fool.
But again, support your local school athletics, whether it be like middle school, high school. It's always a good time to go out there and just watch sports. Mm-hmm. So that's something. And all this stuff, all those things can be found on the website, OuterBanksThisWeek.com, as well as any of the upcoming trivia nights and karaoke nights and the different bands that are playing at all the venues. We're talking from Kerala all the way to Ocracoke. So many different things going on. It's just hard to name them all. But again, it's all can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. One thing, though, else that's coming up next week, starting next Wednesday and going through Labor Day weekend, is, or at least through the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, is the WRV Outer Banks Pro.
Yep, it sure is.
That's going to be going on at Jeanette's Pier starting on August 30th through September 3rd, starting at 8 o'clock every morning. Mm-hmm. All the different heats and everything like that. Autumn, you've been heavily involved in that in the past.
Yeah, it's a big old surfing competition that everyone should go and check out. And, you know, they have a probably Pacifico tent going to be there. They hand out all kinds of free swag, stuff like that. And there's a lot of local kids that participate in it, too. And then if not, like your local surf shops are also sponsoring someone.
Right.
So they're all kind of there. And it's cool.
A lot of fun.
If you've been to a surf competition, you know what it's about. If you haven't, go check it out. I mean, it's cool.
Lee, have you ever paddled out into the gnarly waves?
One time.
And you said
he just throws out to him.
No, he just tosses out into the gnarly waves.
Because he got tossed in the gnarly waves.
Oh, good God. It was probably a little bit bigger swell than I should have been trying.
Yeah, probably so.
The first time I tried to get up, I got up. The second time I thought about it, I didn't. And then I was like, I'm not swimming back through that.
Yeah.
Because I got pushed all the way to the beach. So.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, again, see, I shred on ankle high, so we're in good shape there.
Yeah. Air quotes.
Yeah.
Ankle high. Got it. Is that funny?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
It was.
You know what else is funny?
Your face.
Anyway, first Friday coming up on September 1st. Again, another just something going on here in downtown Manio. One thing, though, that's really cool that's going to be happening at the Pioneer Theater, I believe, coming up Labor Day weekend on September 2nd, is Michael Bassnight is going to put the BN. I believe he's an ECU alum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
East Carolina University is playing their first game of the season in Michigan, mm-hmm. in Ann Arbor, against the number 2 Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah.
And they're going to put that up. That's going to be at noon at the Pioneer Theater,
yeah.
right here in downtown Manio. So
they're going to have a big old party out there.
That seems like it's going to be a good time.
Also, something he is doing cool this week, this weekend, he is actually showing Dirty Dancing, and he's doing like popcorn and Prosecco, and it's going to be, and he has new popcorn and Prosecco shirts over there.
Oh, Lord.
It's so cute.
Going to be on the front row?
I mean,
Justin's never seen Dirty Dancing.
I've never seen it, so I mean, I might as well.
Have you ever seen Dirty Dancing, Lee?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe that you and Carrie should do that as a date night.
I mean, I can think.
I want to go Friday night.
I can think of something else I can maybe do.
Well, it's coincidence because it's Vicky's favorite movie of all time, and Vicky's birthday is actually Wednesday.
Isn't her birthday coming
up? Yeah. So it's like that's what she wants to do this weekend is go. Get popcorn and Prosecco and watch Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll be at the Pioneer Theater.
Well, that's really all the stuff that's going on coming up in, like, the very near future that is just kind of noteworthy. Lee, anything cool coming up down in your way that you're going to be doing other than going to Teach's and going fishing?
The fishing tournaments will start up
soon.
Yeah,
I mean, there will be, I don't know the dates, but there's going to be some surf tournaments coming up here real soon.
Okay.
Except it seems like there's one of those 24-hour tournaments.
Yeah.
Coming up, and then you got the Little Hatters tournament, and
right.
So there's some stuff coming up soon.
Cool. So we'll keep our eyes open for that as well. Looking down the road a little bit, the Duck Jazz Festival is coming up the first weekend in October, October 7th and the 8th, and then the Outer Banks Seafood Festival at the Soundside Event Site is going to be going on October 21st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, so those are some things.
Brewtog will be following up after that.
Yeah, so lots of fun things coming up in the fall to look forward to, mm-hmm. honestly. I'm looking forward to a lot of the different Halloween-themed activities like Wicked Woods. I saw a post about that the other day.
Yeah.
Those guys, I talked to Shane over there the other day, and he's excited. He wants to come in and hang out with us one day, so I told him we'd get that set up.
Yeah, but I still want summer to be around just a little bit longer.
I mean, I feel like it's funny you say that, Autumn, because just the other day I was thinking about how, like, man, it feels like it should still be July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, here we are. School starts for us here soon. I mean, school starts next Monday. And where did this? You're right. It should still feel like it felt like July outside. I was standing outside. I was like, you know what? It should still be July.
Yeah, May was kind of bad.
But, Lee, do you think it should still be July?
I'm ready for it to start cooling down.
Lee wants to go fishing. Lee wants to go fishing.
I'm going to miss the marlin fishing. Marlin fishing, but I'm looking forward to the fall.
See, my whole thing is just like I'm a college football guy. So, like, when college football season starts, I geek out. I mean, I start crying when I hear the college game day theme and I see Lee Corso, his 88-year-old tail, still out there doing it. It's like, man, come on, man. Like, I'm not crying. Like, you know, just Austin will start dancing around. The baby will start. I'm like, oh, man, my kid's embracing college football, man. You know, I'm trying to. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that because I can't spoil that. But anyway, so that's kind of why I look forward to the fall time, you know, like, what? I'll tell you what, you just been Miss Laffy Taffy over there.
I'm just kicking it all back today, eating these peanut butter pretzels.
Dude, speaking of peanut butter, or not peanut butter, this is actually caramel. Never mind. I keep thinking it's a peanut butter pumpkin, but
it's close, but not really.
Like,
not
really. Russell Stover pumpkin Halloween candy. I saw it at Island Pharmacy today, and I was like,
all the pumpkin stuff rolling out, man.
That's what I mean.
We're all out of summer beer. We have Oktoberfest in. It's crazy.
Anyway, that's.
Yeah.
Again, we're coming into the fall time.
It is that time of the year.
So,
Autumn. It's my whole season. See, y'all fools only get like a birthday month. I get a whole damn season.
Listen to this.
I'll put my crown back on. Thank you very much.
Go ahead and put your crown back on. What's that, a tiara or whatever?
No, it's a crown. I don't want a tiara. I want a crown.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Okay. But I feel like a crown's more like bulkier.
Oh, okay. So it's like a big, like, you know,
it's like a tower.
Tiara kind of sits there and it's all cutesy looking and
prissy.
Small. You want something big.
Yeah, like my trucker hat. Like, I want something big like that.
Got you. Okay. Lee, We thank you for coming in and
yes,
hanging
thank
out
you.
With
Thanks
us
for
today.
Having me.
Absolutely. Next week, I believe we're going to, it might just be you and I, Autumn. I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's possibility of storms and stuff like that. So, y'all, I mean, just pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about some storm prep type stuff, some hurricane prep things.
I have a gripe to kind of complain about, too.
Okay, and she's got something she's going to burn on with us next week. Yeah. And Autumn actually, some of you probably know this, some of you may not, but Autumn actually experienced firsthand some storm-related things. She went through a time with some...
I'm sure Lee can talk Lee, about that, Lee, too, yeah. being down in Hatteras.
Oh. No, see, I picture Lee being like Lieutenant Dan
for
from
sure.
Forrest Gump.
I
out
agree.
On his porch. You call this a storm!
I agree with that, but he has dealt with some stuff, I'm
no,
sure.
I know, no, the people that know Lee, Lee's not a loud... He's not a loud individual like me. You know, I love Lee to death. But he is definitely not that guy. You know what I mean?
Not loud.
Not,
like,
just
but
not
I do
loud
still,
and not crazy
I do
like
see
that.
Him being like Lieutenant Dan, though, when it comes to a storm. Like,
I mean, it would be funny to watch.
You call this a storm.
Yeah.
But, we've been lucky the last number of years.
Yes, yeah. yes, we have.
But it never hurts to be prepared. So we're going to talk about some more of that next week. So anyway, that's all
we might have to call Lee back up then. Like on the phone, because we have that capability of too.
We do.
And we can just be like, yo, Lee, what is your things that you need for a hurricane besides B-double-E-double-R-U-N, you know, so.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, you hear that? Uh-huh. Well, won't they shut down sales?
They say that. That's not what really happens. Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Well, you can talk a little bit more about that next week as well, Autumn.
I mean, I don't know the laws. I just sell the stuff.
Well,
I do know them, though.
No. Outer Banks This Week podcast with Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves. Again, realwatersports.com.
Nolan's going to be the dopest 5-year-old in kindergarten. With his Real Water Sports swag on.
He starts kindergarten next week.
Man, I know.
How does that make you feel, Autumn?
I don't know. Like, I'm excited for him. Like, I hope he likes school. You know?
Oh, he will.
I don't know.
He will.
He's probably won't like I didn't. But well, he'll figure out a way to schmooze his way through.
I've already told Austin to keep a lookout, to be a watchful. I don't know that they'll be like in close proximity with each other.
But at least on the bus.
But Austin will be.
If they do ride the bus, yeah.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I'll be like, Austin. He'll be like, I got it. You keep an eye on Nolan, all right?
Yeah.
And probably more like, oh, Nolan keeping an eye on Austin, because Nolan would be like, someone would be picking on Austin and Nolan will handle it.
But yeah, Real Water Sports has a ton of back to school clothing.
Right.
They have a huge selection of clothing in general and a really good selection of guy clothing. Like, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you need something dressy or not dressy, they got it there too. So.
True that. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. So. Beautiful.
All right, Lee. That's a wrap, baby. Appreciate you coming in. And I'm going to get on out of here because I'm hungry. You hungry, Lee?
You don't want
I'm
any of
hungry.
These peanut butter filled.
Dude, I smashed like 50 of them earlier, Autumn. I need to buy you a new container of them,
it's
seriously. Because
okay.
I was sitting at my desk earlier and I was like,
that's why I left them here.
Normally, like, I opened up my drawer, I got like my cans of like, you know, Chef Boyardee and there weren't none. I was like, what the? And then I was like, hey.
Exactly.
Peanut butter pretzels.
A bag of chips.
All right, I'm out the door.
All right, homie.
All right, later.
Later.
Another epic episode of The Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop. Follow them on social media and listen every Thursday for a new episode. Whoop, whoop.